Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Wednesday, 6th of March. In Bangladesh, aspirants of different student unions taking part in Dhaka University Central Students Union polls have been accused of violating the electoral code of conduct. Rival candidates yesterday alleged that Chhatra union leaders and activists violated the Section 3A of Dhaka University Election Code of Conduct by conducting a musical event in the election campaign. A written complaint has been filed with the Chief Election Commissioner of Dhaka University. Clients are advised to avoid the Dhaka University area and expect security measures by the police to control any poll-related violence. In Pakistan, the Ministry of Interior has taken into custody 44 people from various banned organizations. Abdul Rahouf and Ahmad Azhar, the brother and son of Jaish-e-Mohammed leader Masood Azhar, were among the detained. Jaish-e-Mohammed has claimed responsibility for the suicide attack on Indian soldiers on February the 14th. This attack brought India and Pakistan close to a full-scale war. The arrests were made to implement National Action Plan, which was a high-level meeting conducted by all provincial governments on March the 4th. Ministry of Interior also said that the assets of the banned organization can be seized under the Anti-Terrorism Act of 1997 of Pakistan. Also in Pakistan, Pakistani Navy has claimed to have successfully foiled an attempt by Indian submarine to enter Pakistani waters. The recent escalation came after aerial attacks by Pakistan and India on each other's territories in February, which also led to shooting down and capture of an Indian pilot. The captured pilot was released on March the 1st. The Indian Navy has dismissed the claims as misinformation. Also in Pakistan, all commercial international airlines are avoiding the eastern airspace of Pakistan in view of continuous tensions with India, causing travel delays. The Civil Aviation Authority said that the flights are operating under strict airspace and airports are operating under restricted entry and exit movements of passengers. Flights operations resumed in Pakistan yesterday after a week since February 27, making thousands of passengers were stranded and also affecting flights from Europe to South Asia and Southeast Asia. Also in Pakistan, five people were injured in a bomb blast in the bus stop of Chaman town in Qila Abdullah district of Northwest Balochistan province yesterday. Bomb disposal squad and police have sealed off the area to collect evidence. In another incident, four compartments of Peshawar bound for Jaffa Express trains got derailed in an explosion which took place on tracks near Dera Murad Jamali in Nasirabad district of Balochistan province. Train services between Quetta in Balochistan and rest of the country has been suspended. Security officials are investigating the blast. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution while traveling to Balochistan province. In Sri Lanka, Locomotive Engine Drivers Union called off the independent strike. The strike was called off after a meeting with Minister of Transport Arjuna Ranatunga. The strike was called upon to protest the recruitment of 12 railway drivers over the age of 44, which the union claimed was departure from the normal procedure of recruitment adopted earlier. Clients can still expect delays and heavy rush in normal operations of the trains. In India, the Indian Navy Chief Sunil Lamba, citing intelligence reports yesterday, warned of seaborne attacks by terrorists. The warning came after a major suicide attack that took place in Jammu and Kashmir on February 14th, killing 44 soldiers. In 2008, 10 terrorists attacked Mumbai by hijacking an Indian-flagged fishing trawler. The attack had killed more than 100 civilians, including foreigners. Stricter security checks on ships entering Indian waters by the Coast Guard and Indian Navy are expected. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts, and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk Management membership.